Dr. Grady Bogue remembers he was in a sandwich shop eating when the University of Tennessee president called him up and offered him a job.
I had on my jeans and a beat-up shirt, and I was having a sub sandwich in Lenny's Sub Shop. And the president called on my cell phone and made this offer to me, and I said, well, tell you what, I'll go home, put on my tie, coat and tie, and I'll come over and talk to you about it.
Dr. Bogue was asked to become the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's interim chancellor. UTC's former chancellor, Dr. Roger Brown, retired in September last year, so UTC needed someone to fill in. Now, this is a huge responsibility, being the chancellor, but Dr. Bogue stepped up very quickly.
On Labor Day morning, I called the president and said, put the choo-choo on the tracks, we'll go down and help you. And so in another week or so, we were here.
Dr. Bogue has had a long career in leadership and academics. In 1968, he earned the first doctoral degree that the University of Memphis ever granted. From 1980 to 1991, he served as chancellor of Louisiana State University in Shreveport. He's held numerous positions in the military and the government, and he's written more than 10 books on education and leadership. I was curious, what are a chancellor's responsibilities? What does a chancellor do exactly? His answer made me laugh.
A student asked me that the other day. What does a chancellor do? I said, a chancellor goes to meeting and gets blamed for everything. Now, beyond that cute answer, the chancellor is responsible for creating productive and encouraging climates in which other people do their work. The chancellor is the last voice responsible for the welfare and the promise and the future and the performance of this university, but it's the faculty and the staff who give it voice and meaning and who bring life to it and make it real. They are the source of quality in this place. So what I do is try to affirm that. Now, if there are occasional issues that are tough, then you also have to make decision calls there. But generally, my metaphor for leadership is the leader as designer, because with your ideas and with your values, you design climates in which other people work.
We're getting close to wrapping up the interviews for the next chancellor. How much longer do you think you'll be here?
I don't know the answer to that, although I would expect it to be late spring, or at the latest, perhaps early summer. It just turns on when the candidate who is named thinks that he or she and their family can be here.
You've written quite a few books on subjects like education, leadership. What is your basic philosophy on leadership?
My philosophy of leadership is built in the metaphors I use to describe it. I just shared one with you. Leaders are designers. They are creators of climates. Now, if you've got somebody sitting in this office who's walking around the school and the community slapping people in the face with a wet squirrel every day because they're just interpersonally incompetent, That creates a climate, doesn't it? All right. But if you have the capacity to care for and affirm talent and encourage it to take risks, that's another kind of a climate that's more forward-moving. So that's the first metaphor I use. The second metaphor I use is a combination of two words, servant and steward. I don't own this place. You know the Allstate commercial, you're in good hands? Well, I see myself as holding the university in servant hands. Okay, I don't own it, but I'm responsible for it. The other is steward, okay, that we are here to be good husbands of the resources entrusted to our care on behalf of our students and the university.
One of UTC's goals is to be an engaged metropolitan university in the community. How do you think UTC can do that, be more engaged in the community?
I have two answers for that. One, I think we're already doing that. In fact, we're getting ready to showcase that before the board meeting. We're going to use engineering as an example. We're going to give an example, for example, of one of our faculty members developing an instantaneous charging mechanism for city electric buses. That is the application of technical talent in direct service and in direct partnership with the city of Chattanooga. We have done a good there through the knowledge of our faculty. Okay? We're putting our MBA program, and right now we have it out at Volkswagen. We have 30 students out there. That's a partnership where our academic program goes to where the industry is. Our Sims Center has done any number of applied research. I don't know if you've ever noticed the metal skirts on the bottom of big trucks that deflect airflow and make it more streamlined. Our Sims Center did that. They did a computer simulation and created that option for U.S. Express. But it was done in a federal contract. It's not copyrighted. So now all trucking companies have those skirts. So there are already examples of the engage. I can give you another one. This one is beautiful because it involves one of our own graduates. Don Leppard is an English graduate and also a former football player who has gotten involved in LED lighting systems. He had a manufacturing facility in China. He's now, I think, sold these systems to two or three cities in the United States. He's moving the manufacturing facility from China to Chattanooga, one sea to another sea.
Oh, that's great.
I think that's a perfect story of how this university helped develop a talent. That talent puts itself to work, and the whole community benefits from it.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Dr. Grady Bogue. He's the interim chancellor at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Dr. Bogue retired last year from a long career in education and leadership. His retirement was cut short when UTC needed him to come here and fill in while UTC searches for a new permanent chancellor. Since UTC is wrapping up the search, I was curious what he's going to do next.
You said you were just getting into retirement when you got the call to come here and be the chancellor. After you're finished, what are you going to do?
I'm not going to go home and watch TV, that's for sure. I'm not built to do that. I don't know. I'll tell you a little story about my wife. I told my wife after I retired, I said, you know, I wouldn't mind being an interim administrator for a while somewhere. She said, Grady Bogue, if you do that, you need to understand, boy, you're going to do that by yourself. You understand me? And so I reminded her of that story the other day. She said, I was wrong. She said, I love it down here. She said, I'm having so much fun. I don't know, Mike, what's out there in my future. I am a fortunate man. I have been so blessed to have 50 years with a grin on my face every morning when I got up to go to work, both as an administrator, as a professor, and now again as administrator. I don't know whether I might do some part-time teaching. I've probably got some more writing. I have a new book coming out with Johns Hopkins Press this spring on presidential derailment, why presidents get fired. So I don't know whether there's some writing out there I might have time to do. I'm not going to sit around, though.
Dr. Bogue says UTC faces challenges like the need to improve graduation and retention rates. But he also says this year, the state of Tennessee is being very good to higher education, and UTC is growing.
We were the only college this year in the state of Tennessee that had enrollment growth. That includes all the community colleges. They all went down. And we were the only college whose enrollment went up.
Why is that?
Well, I like to think it's because everybody here is doing a great job and we're becoming more attractive. We're drawing students from Memphis, from Nashville, and from Knoxville because we have a reputation of competent and caring teaching. It's a place where you can come and be in reasonable-sized classes. It's a great recreational area. It's a great transportation communication link. You can go to any major city you want to out of here, so you can be home quick if you want to. We have good residential facilities for our students. So we're becoming more attractive to students in a region well beyond Chattanooga now.
For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.